This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
We're pleased right now to go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show the at-large council member, Kenyon McDuffie, who was kind enough to join us about 5 weeks ago when all of this began, and he is kind enough to hop back on with us now. Council member, thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Well, it's a pleasure to have
appreciate
you.
It.
So there was a report today from NBC4 that a deal with some changed terms has been struck and that a vote could be imminent. What can you tell us about that?
I've heard those reports, and I'm not sure if that person was in the building today, but I was in the building hard at work. And what I can say is that we are in the fourth quarter. We're in the red zone, and we are close to scoring a touchdown.
So put a timetable on that for us, if possible, sir.
Yeah, you bet. So I'll say this. We got a deal handed to us from the mayor that had some outline and parameters to it. We have made that deal better, and I think a vote is going to be imminent.
Wow. So we had Chairman Mendelson on yesterday, and basically the question was, could you guys have a vote before early September? He wasn't willing to say as much. The report today suggested it could come soon after the hearings, which are on the 28th and the 29th. Does that sound right, that maybe in early August or within the next few weeks?
I can't put a date on it. I'll say this. The negotiations have gone really well. I think everybody on the council has understood the sense of urgency since we got the term sheet from the mayor. The conversations that I've been a part of continuously over the last several weeks have resulted in lots of progress with a deal that whenever we cross the goal line will be much better than it was when we got it. But I will say that putting a timeline on it is difficult, but the conversations have been, I think, always going in the right direction towards progress. And if you're a fan of the Washington Commanders, you'll be happy to know that the council is hard at work making sure that this deal got better for taxpayers in D.C.
In what ways, if you can, you know, obviously you can't share every bit of nuance, but what ways did it need to improve and what ways has it improved in your view?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at what we received, we got a term sheet with some really broad parameters. It kind of locked in the city in a number of ways financially. And what we've worked on is how you enhance the deal in terms of quality jobs for D.C. residents, in terms of clear, more opportunities for D.C.-based small businesses, and frankly, making sure that we generate more revenue. for D.C. taxpayers. We're making a significant investment, a historic investment, as is the as are the commanders in terms of the private investment. But what we wanted to do was work to make sure that we're improving those terms that increases the tax revenue to the city, and make sure that there are, I think, some better timelines in terms of when things are delivered.
So, and appreciate the insight here from Kenny McDuffie, who's on the city council joining us. When I saw the report today that suggested that a deal had been struck with change terms and that a vote could be coming within days of the hearings, that was my indicator that this thing is happening, that this is done. It doesn't sound like you're willing to go that far, though. There's still work to be done.
I'm not willing to say the touchdown's been scored, but when you've got Jaden Daniels as quarterback and you're in the red zone in the fourth quarter, look, where are you putting your money? I don't know.
Who's the Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's Jaden Daniels in your office?
I'll let you all guess. I may be one of the few who actually played football in high school and in boys club growing up. So
I don't know. As a point of order, and I'm not trying to stir anything up. I just don't know how this works. So it says Chairman Mendelson is close to announcing a deal, you know, that was struck. Is that just because he's the chairman that he would announce it? Or does he strike the deal? Or do you all strike the deal? Like, how does that work?
So it's a 13-member body, and he is the chairman, and he has been actively engaged with the team in terms of the negotiations. I've been a part of those negotiations. We've talked extensively with every member of the council, gotten feedback in terms of what they'd like to see, and it's been a part of the ongoing conversation. Always understanding that time is of the essence, but always prioritizing a deal that is the best deal for D.C. taxpayers and for D.C.-based small businesses and for jobs for D.C. residents. And so the conversation has really been fulsome, and contributions have been made across the council in terms of our members. But the chairman has been negotiating. I've been in the meeting negotiating with the team as well, and I feel good about how things have been going.
Councilmember Kenny McDuffie with us here on Grant and Danny. So what has been the most challenging part of all this? Is it that time crunch, the pressure, or is it something else?
Yeah, well, we got a little thing in the form of a $21 billion budget that we're also we're dealing with right now. Our budget process is happening way late because of some, you know, outside forces beyond local elected officials' control. But this council has handled it, but we've had to do both things. We've had to walk and chew gum. We've had to deal with the commanders and negotiating around the stadium. At the same time, making sure that we are passing a budget that prioritizes the least among us, and making sure that we shore up our social safety net programs at a time where we're seeing not as much revenue come into the city. And so it's been a really tough ordeal, not to bog down your listeners in the weeds of how we do a budget, but we've had to do both. And so we think we've done a great job. Our responsibility ultimately is to the residents of the District of Columbia, and not to rush this process, but to recognize that it is important to get this done. We want to see the stadium open. We know that 2030 is extraordinarily important. And for me, if you're a fan and look forward to cheering, September 7th is also extremely important as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, no kidding, and it's coming quickly. Week one against the New York Giants. Kenya McDuffie is with us, D.C. City Council. So you mentioned outside forces. There is an elephant in the room, right? Or as it turns out, you know, a president in the room, I suppose. Donald Trump tweeted over the weekend that he would intervene and basically end any chance of having this stadium built in D.C. If the team didn't change their name back to Redskins. I didn't know if that was legitimate, but we've had, you know, experts on this that say via executive action he could cancel the lease. They said based on the National Capital Planning Commission, where they cast a critical vote on construction projects, including RFK, he appoints those people, or even the Commission of Fine Arts, where they have to review the designs of all the D.C. construction, that he actually does have the power, if he chooses to be a real fly in the ointment here. A, what was your reaction to his tweets? And B, is that a reality that he could still, even if you guys strike a deal and vote on it, put the kibosh to it?
Yeah. You know, I definitely don't want to get into any lessons on the Constitution on this show. I don't want to just really turn your voters off. I will say this. Congress ultimately has the power to deal with the district's affairs. And any time that I spend thinking about a name change, a tweet, from the president, or it's time that I can't spend getting this deal done. It's time that I can't spend making sure that we pass a responsible budget that makes us great stewards of district taxpayers. And so my focus is squarely on delivering a deal that works for residents of the District of Columbia. And I've been laser focused on this for the last several months and passing a budget and getting a deal done that brings the Commanders back to Washington, D.C., which is their rightful home. Back to their winning ways. And so that's what I'm focused on right now.
But just to clarify, because it's important for people like me, who, when we hear soon, it sounds like, that a deal is struck, whether or not we should really celebrate or if something could happen, does he have the power, if he wants to stop it? Or it sounds like you're saying he doesn't, Congress does.
What I hear is that he wants a team to win in the nation's capital. He wants a stadium to be in Washington, D.C., and to that extent, we agree, right? I want it to happen soon. I want it to be huge. And I can't wait until we score this touchdown. Like I said, we're in the red zone. We're on the goal line at this point. And I'm only talking to folks who care about the ultimate goal of delivering this deal for the residents of Washington, D.C. The majority of people who live here, whether or not they're fans of the Commanders, want to see this deal get done. And I'm working with them to get this deal done.
How much convincing was needed for some of the folks that maybe were on the fence or were initial no's or otherwise? Or has it just been a group that's unanimous in, or all but unanimous kind of from Jump Street? I'd love for you to walk us through that.
I mean, it's been some back and forth, to be honest with you. It's been analysis, you know, waiting for the analysis from the consultant to understand what's happened in other jurisdictions, you know, what kinds of incentives have been offered in other cities, how much private investment has been made on stadiums of this type over the last several years. We needed that information, right? You can't move forward on a deal this complex, this big, without being armed with information. And that's extraordinarily important. Hearing from constituents, the emails, the calls, the community meetings that I've held with colleagues like Ward 7 Councilmember Wendell Felder, meetings that we've had publicly with the mayor, with Deputy Mayor Nina Albert. We wanted to hear from people, and overwhelmingly, people have said, get this deal done. But do it in a way that's smart, that's responsible, that prioritizes these finite district resources so that we get a tremendous return on our investment. And that's ultimately what we're working towards. And just stay tuned. And as much as I listen to you all at 106.7 The Fan, which I do all the time. You all should stay tuned to Channel 13 and see what the D.C. Council is doing with in terms of the stadium. We should have some good news to report.
Yeah, well, we're excited.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank
we
you.
Are very much going to be. Stay tuned. There's no doubt about that. Kenyon McDuffie, who has been pro this stadium from day one, one of the real advocates on the D.C. City Council. I think when we last spoke to you, there was still only four yeses. Do you feel like there's more than that now?
I think it's going to be really difficult to not be supportive of this sort of deal that has tremendous returns to district residents. It's going to be almost impossible for you to say no to a deal that is this big, that delivers on affordable housing, that delivers on a youth sports complex, that delivers on really, I think, acres of opportunity with respect to the stadium and all that's going to surround it, right? We're talking about just really transforming an area of the city that has been dormant since the team left the city 30 years ago. And so I'm excited about that. I think my colleagues are excited about that. I think we're more excited today than we were some months ago when we got the deal because of how we've made some improvements and what we're working towards. And so this negotiation is ongoing. We can't put a date on the vote. I'm not going to get out ahead of my colleagues, but I'm excited about this season starting on September 7th.
How would you talk to fans that may have concerns about Metro, about parking situations? I would love for you to just, you know, speak to what you can tell us on that front.
Yeah, no, if you've got concerns about transportation, you should know that we're prioritizing it. We're prioritizing multimodal transportation to and from the stadium, right? If you want to drive, you're going to be able to drive. If you want to catch the Metro, you're going to be able to catch the Metro. If you want to ride a bike, if you want to walk, you're going to be able to get to these games and all the events outside of the games. You're going to be able to access this stadium in the way that you want to with minimal impact on the existing communities, right? So we're prioritizing access to the stadium and all the wonderful retail and hospitality and the housing that's going to surround it in a multitude of different ways.
One of the things I heard a while back in talking to some folks on the team side of it was, in terms of the fields and the usage, one of the sticking points was they're going to be there when it's all said and done, but during the construction, there could be some issues. Was that worked out? I know they even said that they would provide transportation or find other places for any of those events that are taking place on those fields in the short time, and it's not that short, I guess, but during the construction in the short term. What did you guys, what have you figured out on that front? I know that was a main issue for a lot of folks.
It is a main issue. We prioritize that. We heard repeatedly from residents that they wanted to be able to preserve the fields at RFK to make sure that they were accessible. I was in meetings with the mayor, with Councilmember Felder, with the deputy mayor. It's come up in conversations that I've had with colleagues repeatedly. The chairman has prioritized as well. It's been my daughter plays soccer over there at that field,
wow.
Right?
Mm.
And so you know, we get how important it is to have access. We know that there are a number of things that are happening over at the field today, and we want to minimize the disruption in that way. And so that is a priority. But guess what? The team understands that, right? They understand what DC has talked about has been a priority. And that's been one of the things that's been top of the list. So yeah, that is something that to me should not ever have been a deal breaker. It was never going to be over the course of these negotiations. Frankly, I think it's low hanging fruit. If you think about it, access to those fields is extraordinarily important. And really listening to residents who live in and around who are going to be impacted by the construction is something that's important to all of my colleagues at the council.
Will the team's business offices move to Washington, D.C. as well?
That was in the underlying term sheet that the mayor submitted to the council. And again, I'm not going to get out ahead of what we ultimately vote on, but you should know that not a single member of the Council of the District of Columbia thought that their team offices should not be in Washington, D.C. So I think the mayor got it right in that part of the deal, and every member of the council agrees that that should be the case.
Kenyon McDuffie, D.C. City Council, giving us a few minutes here on what could be huge news looming as the City Council tries to get a deal in place to bring the Commanders home to D.C. I was an at-large member of the City Council before that, Ward 5, from 2012 to 23. I'm sure you've done so many things over the course of that time that have meant so much to you, but in terms of overall impact to the city, if you guys can get the ball across the goal line here, to use your vernacular, Where would that rank among the accomplishments of the city council during your now 13 years in the mix?
This is our legislative moonshot. This is the opportunity for Washington, D.C. to get a historic investment from the private sector that is going to generate tremendous revenues for our bottom line. It is going to bring the team back, and everybody can celebrate that who cares about football and who love to cheer for the Commanders. But beyond that, we're going to get the sorely needed housing that we need. We're going to get the jobs that residents at different levels, from entry-level jobs at the stadium to, you know, engineers, to lawyers, to the construction workers, hard hat and otherwise. This deal is going to support our local economy in a way that no deal has ever done. And I think everybody should recognize how big that is. This is our moonshot legislatively, and we've got to get this deal done.
All right, so we're going to lock in. Sounds like we got to pay close attention here in the near future. Like, if I was really busy, let's say I just had a baby, so I need to, like, really be careful with my time. Is tomorrow a day that maybe I should set aside some free time to monitor some things, or would you say maybe a couple days? Like, when's a good time to set my calendar to be on the lookout?
I would say every minute that you're not tracking what's happening with the contract with Terry McLaurin,
yeah,
I think you should be spending watching the Council of the District of Columbia.
I like it. I like that a lot. Sir, thank you for the time. We appreciate it as always.
All
excellent.
Right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it. Kenny McDuffie, always outstanding on the show. D.C. City Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.